Okay, we're picking up in the halachas of Slichos. So we mentioned that in the first night of Slichos for the Ashkenazim, there's the minug to specifically wait till Chatzos because of the pasuk Vizakam Obel Leil, that which we say that we're asking you in Leil, well, which is the nighttime, the middle of the night. Retze Asirasim Ba'amadam Be'Leilos, are getting up in the middle of the night. So we say these all, it should be after Chatzos, before Alos HaShachar. So it's important to note, though, that if, as we mentioned, that doing it at 10 o'clock is highly problematic at 9 o'clock, so if you're going to be not doing that and avoiding that by waking up early, just before your shacharis minyan, which is after daytime, so those lashonos are problematic. The Matei Ephraim quotes that point, the Aruch HaShulchan rather quotes this point, that you can't say b'ashmuras haboker that we're getting up, because it's a lie. You're not getting up at most ashmuras haboker. Or b'notzei menucha, that's a shayla. Some are making motzei menucha for whatever reason, because already that's still considered motzei Shabbos, even if it's Sunday morning. But it's important to note that at least for certain lashonos there, you have to be careful when you're saying anything about waking up b'ashmuras haboker in the middle of the night, because it's not if you're davening after Alos HaShachar. So that's important to note about the first night of Slichos. An interesting question is that a person who generally davens Vasikin every day, and for whatever reason he got up late, so he's at, he wakes up like, 20 minutes before Vasikin, so he missed the Slichos. He could either go to Minyan and saying Slichos now and miss Neitz Achama, or daven first Neitz Achama and then say Slichos afterwards. So the Achronim that seems to say the Da'at Nota, the Da'as Nota and the Chashuch HaChemed both quote that they think it's better to daven Vasikin and then say Slichos in that circumstance after davening. Okay, so interesting question. There are the Shaila about also waking up for Sosman Kriyat Shema. Rav Yashiv was makbid about that one also. If you wake up late and you woke up right where you're at a minyan that's going to be able to make Sosman Kriyat Shema with the brachos of Kriyat Shema, and otherwise if you daven Slichos, you'd miss that. So Rav Yashiv thought also in that circumstance you should be davening as well, davening shachars first and then doing it afterwards. That would be the halacha also. Okay, the next halacha is the shliach tzibur should be wearing a talis. The shliach tzibur, as the Matei Ephraim points out, before Ashrei you should, because of kavod tzibur, and specifically a little bit more than just kavod tzibur, the Aleph HaMagen, the commentary of Matei Ephraim, he points out that the whole idea, the Gemara Rosh Hashanah Daf Yudayim Urbeiz tells us, Vayavar Hashem al panav v'yikra, is melamed shenisatav galash baruch hu k'shliach tzibur. He dressed up like a tzriach tzibur and showed him the Yud Gimel Midas Harachamim. So specifically, when we're saying the Yud Gimel Harachamim, the Gemara tells us that's Hashem dressed up as the chazan wearing a talis. So I call shikin, we're very very makbid that you should be wearing, it's a whole source, like it's a source of Gemara already, that you should be wearing a talis. I'll say even more than that. Also nisatev akash baruch hu, that this is the source for covering your head when davening for the amud. And Rav Soloveitchik was very makbid about that. Rav Shechter and Shlita and the Wayu and the Beis Midrash and the Gengluck, they told even the Bachrim, that's a shaila, because of this Gemara that sounds like it doesn't matter. If married, not married, if you're Shech Tzibur, you should wear the talis over your head. So definitely for Slichos, a person who's married is davening the Slichos for sure, should be wearing the talis over his head. If he's not married, then I think it would be similar to the regular Shalat during the weekdays, which many are makbid about not wearing it over the head until you're married. Some say, again, Rosh Hashanah is makbid even for a bachar to say it. That would be the normal Shiloh. But definitely, if you're married and you're davening Shech, and we're going to see who's Ra'oi to be the Shech Tzibur for the Slichos, but if you are saying Slichos, then for sure, and you're the Shliach Tzibur, you should, and you're married, you should for sure wear the talis over your head. And if it is before daytime, so then there's the famous Shaila between the Rambam and the Rosh, if it's Chayav in a Bracha, because we know that there's a Machlokas whether or not a beged that's fundamentally generally a beged that's worn during the daytime also, like a talis is, but you happen to be wearing it at nighttime, so is that chayv and tzitzis or not? So that's a machlokas. So if it's chayv and tzitzis, you have to say a bracha. If it's not chayv and tzitzis, obviously you would not need to say a bracha. So based on the suffix, so it's recommended that you should borrow your friend's talis, because, and have in mind not to be koneit, because only covered in tzibur, and therefore you won't get a shayla of suffix brachas. Now it's pointed out, the Sefer Rachamim makes a very strong taina. He says that lechora, this should be only if you're makbid about generally not taking a shul talis. But if you hold that wearing a shul talis is not chayav in a bracha for whatever reason, you're daven mincha for the amud, as many shuls have a shul talis, and you don't make a bracha, which is the minhag olam is not to say a bracha for the most part, because you don't have in mind to be kone. So lechora, that's kol shekein, meaning that's when it's daytime, everybody agrees you would normally make a bracha if it was your talis. So If you're going to be doing that and you don't make a bracha, it's a very strong time, I think it's correct, then there's no reason to be makbid not to use the shul talis specifically for slichos, unless you want to go above and beyond, even to be makbid for all of Elozman, because a new chumah that you want to have, that you don't want to be, you want to be makbid, maybe that you really should be making a bracha on a shul talis, and therefore you're borrowing your friends. But really, if you're not necessarily makbid about that the rest of the year or on Elul either, during the daytime, if you're going to be davening mincha, let's say, and you're borrowing a talis from the shul, you're wearing the shul talis, that you wouldn't make a bracha, so to here, there'd be no shayla. It's just covered at tzibur. You would not need to make a bracha. However, if then it becomes the daytime, you're wearing your own talis, or you didn't find a friend's talis, and you're going to be wearing your own talis, and then it becomes the zman of Mishiyakir, which you can make the bracha on tzitzis. So then, at that point, you should make the bracha when it's the daytime. You tie them like you mashmish. You're already wearing them, so you don't have to make a new atifa, but like you touch them and you tie them stronger and make the bracha of lisatef batzitzis. Okay, so that is the halachas. I guess we'll stop here already for an hour of time. Baz Shem will pick up in the next halacha is who should be davening for the Amud when it comes to being the Shlich Tzibor for Slichos, Baz Shem, in the upcoming halacha.